Dermot.
His name's Dermot.
Dermot.
His name's Dermot.
Dermot.
So what's his last name?
Brereton.
Are you making this up? So his first name is actually Dermot.
That is the Gogglebox Girls on I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Tim, we know him as five-day, five-night premiership star, or just Dermy. Over there in the jungle, as you heard, it was a bit of a battle. Eventually they settled, I think, on Uncle Derm. And Uncle Derm joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Derm.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Tim. And good morning, Gary Lyon.
Well, no, good morning to Gary. He's in transit at the moment. He's on a plane somewhere heading back here, Derm. But by the sounds of the delay, you're still there in the jungle, so to speak.
I am. What do you mean? I just heard him flogging some temper mattresses. I thought he was in there. He went on that jaunt to America before I left for the jungle, and I'd been in the jungle for 26 days.
That's right, Dermot. You're absolutely spot on, and you almost used the right term, that junket that he's been on over there in America. Hey, sad to see you leave the jungle, I have got to say.
Look, it was one of the hardest things I've done, but I'm glad it's an achievement. You and I are not exactly in showroom condition these days, but we're not unfit. I stepped on a scale 5 metres outside our jungle compound that we lived in for a month, and I was 100.1 kilos, which is my normal weight.
Yeah.
And I'm not unfit. I stepped on the same scales, same outfit, earlier today when I exited, I was 88.9.
Wow,
I lost 11.2 kilos. Mate, I look like a Biafran. I've been eating chocolate solidly for 3 hours. I've been eating anything. In fact, I'm looking at the handrail on the other side of the room, and I feel like going over there and taking a bite out of it.
Hey, Dermy, while you're talking, I've just had a text message here from somebody that says, I'll help you get the weight back on, Dipper.
Of course he will. In fact, he'd like me to take some of his off him. He's a beautiful man, the Big Dipper, isn't he? When does the footy start? I've got to check in with Fox Footy, Tim. When do we start? Are you with us yet? Are you with the good guys yet?
No, you haven't been in the jungle that long. The AFLX, they're about to sit down and choose their team. That happens tonight. That's the first part of it all.
Yeah.
And then I think it's about six and a half weeks, I think, until the actual start of the AFL season, Derm. So have you not had any communication from the outside world for that whole period of time?
No, I got out today. Well, that stupid boy Crawford came in and he was just babbling on like a moron, like normal. So I didn't believe anything he said. And there were a couple of Hawthorn supporters on the outside of our jungle compound in control rooms. And one of them said, you heard about Tom Mitchell, didn't you? And I said, yeah, I know. That's old news. He won the Brownlow. And they said, he's done his leg. Did he break his leg? So that's how long I've been in. Apparently he did it roughly 4 weeks ago, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, he's up and about. He's actually walking again, which Bob was talking about before, the fact that he had this badly broken leg, but he's actually able to walk again now, but there's no suggestion that he'll play again this year, Dermot.
Yeah, well, you know what, I don't think Hawthorn was going to win the premiership this year. They'll still have a crack, but it'll give some young kid a chance to earn his stripes, and when he comes back the next year, that's in 2020, they'll probably be primed to have a crack again.
All right, Derm. What was the hardest...
Anyway, that's not why I'm calling in.
What was the hardest part of the jungle here? Now, I look at the Meal of Fortune trial. That looked disastrous. You had to eat a bull's testicle. How on earth did you do that?
Yeah, pretty easy. After you're playing against Tim Watson and, you know, seeing what hangs out the side of those super tight shorts. They reckon Warwick Capper wore them tight. Now, the bull's testicle, it sounds really bad, but it wasn't as bad as it sounds. I thought the dung beetle was worse because the dung beetle larvae, which is like an overgrown witchetty grub, but it eats elephant dung in its larvae stage. So you're actually eating processed elephant poo. And Once you bite into it, it squirts out the side of it, and it's like a dung milkshake.
People having breakfast then, over here, don't they?
But the out... yeah, sorry about that. Well, I'm really hungry still. And the outer casing of it is like biting your leather belt. You kind of get into it, but you make no dent. And so in the end, after... It was springing apart my jaw. It was that hard to bite. And then just swallowing it. But the amount I laughed at that stupid, that moron Crawford, who I love very dearly, I might add, that was so funny watching him struggle to get his testicles down and Sam Dastyari eating his meal. It was hilarious. I haven't laughed like that for years.
No, that was genuinely funny, that whole thing. I don't think anybody that had ever been associated with the program had seen something quite as funny as that. I mean, you sound like you've actually enjoyed the experience there.
Well, you know what I'm like? I love studying people. I love learning about people. It helps you beat them in the end. But I couldn't beat them because the producers told me what was happening was the AFL voters, and normally the AFL have one rep going in, NRL has one rep going in, so they go head-to-head, and they both finish fairly high. But Shane and I cannibalised the same voter pool. So two nights ago, he finished lower than me in the voting. Last night, I finished lower than him, and it was my turn to go out. And there was like 1% between me and the next person who didn't go out. So hopefully all my voters jump onto that silly little boy's tag, and they can get him up there and get him right too, because I know he genuinely loves his charity that he works for. So I'm hoping, as much as I think he's a moron and a silly lad, I'm hoping he can get through and win it.
Are you going to stay on over there and maybe go on a safari and enjoy a little bit of Africa before you return home?
Yeah, I've been told by Fox Footy to get home soon,
right,
so I can prepare for the season.
Take the long way.
I'm going to go on a few safaris first. Yeah, I'll go for a couple of safaris first and then accidentally take a look down at Cape Town, maybe Jay Bay as well. And I should be back before, probably on the Thursday night before round one.
So you'll just be a little bit ahead of Gary Lyon then, I would have thought. Derm, thanks so much for joining us. Well done
on the
appearance. It was great to watch. And you can see the rest, for the record, the rest of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on Channel 10. Safe travels home, Derm.
Thank you, boys. And I've saved my best prank for Shane Crawford for tonight. The best by far. There's still half a dozen other pranks he hasn't discovered yet, like chewed up meat that I've put inside his pillowcase, and he can't work out why his hair smells every morning. Who is that boy?